Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
So good to have you with us. Busy hour coming up. Bottom of the hour, we'll check in with our buddy Rob Lauer from 360newslasvegas.com. He is covering a hearing, an evidentiary hearing involving Mac Miller and Jason Burke. Both believe they should be on the ballot, but they can't both be on the ballot. Yeah, this is a bizarre story. We'll tell you more about it at the bottom of the hour. Rob Lauer will join us. He is in the courtroom right now. They had a hearing scheduled, evidentiary hearing scheduled for 9 a.m. And assuming that they're moving on the docket immediately, they should be done by about 10:30. I want to talk to you for just a second, because last night I thought was a great moment for the president. He clearly scored a major, major victory. This is changing the course of the U.S. Supreme Court for generations. Plural? Yeah. And for some reason, people don't like it that the president apologized to Brett Kavanaugh and his family. They don't like it that he appeared to take a victory lap. It was a victory. Chuck Schumer said they were going to do everything in his power to short-circuit this nomination, even though they did not have the votes. This was an ugly, ugly process, and the president apologized to Justice Kavanaugh for that. But John Kasich, you know, Governor Ohio and a presidential wannabe, I don't think anybody doubts that he's running for president in 2020. I don't doubt it at all. But he was on with Anderson Cooper last night. This is cut four. And said that the Trump victory rhetoric on Kavanaugh is not helping us come together as a nation.
Time has come to move beyond this. And name calling or, you know, kind of celebrating in the locker room, you know, that's not the way to move forward. In fact, when you win, that's when you should really go out of your way to figure out how to hand something to those who've lost and not try to put it in their face. You just enrage them and constantly divide. Anderson, when I was in Congress, I used to work with Democrats on a number of things, including balancing the federal budget, you know, and limiting the production of the B-2. We did this together, Republicans and Democrats. We felt good about getting things done. When I became governor, I tried to shove through a labor reform without, and look, there were a lot of us involved in this, and we shoved it through without really talking to organized labor. They turned around, they put something on the ballot, they reversed my decision and handed me my lunch. And you know, I'm glad it happened early in my term because I learned something. You know, I'm strong and opinionated. I believe strongly in the things I want to do. But I've learned that it is better to work with others so they can have something and we can have something. That's the way in which you unify, and we are losing that because we are operating in a zero-sum game world. And what does that mean? Flip a coin. I win and you lose. And you know what? It's my job to vanquish my opponent. This is very dangerous for the long term of our country, Anderson.
Speaking of Anderson, Anderson Cooper opened his show last night. And you can tell, you know, when you watch these cable news shows at night, especially if it's MSNBC or CNN, you can tell what the talking points for the night are going to be. And last night, the words were, the president had no right to apologize to Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And last night, it was almost as if they were, you know, David Gergen, Anderson Cooper, all these people pushing back on the president and Mitch McConnell and others of us, myself included, who referred to protesters as a Democratic angry mob. And Anderson Cooper tried to push back on that Trump talk of an angry mob.
In their quest for power, the radical Democrats have turned into an angry mob. You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what they've become. The Democrats have become too extreme and too dangerous to govern. Republicans believe in the rule of law, not the rule of the mob.
The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has also been making the mob comparison, only he's not singling out Democratic lawmakers. Instead, he's referring to the protesters themselves.
The Senate and Judiciary Democrats leaking Dr. Ford's name against apparently her desires, then trying to lower the standard and say that the presumption of innocence no longer applies in the United States of America, and then the mob descended on Capitol Hill and tried to intimidate our members into opposing this good man's nomination. We stood up to the mob. We established that the presumption of innocence is still important.
So that was yesterday. Today he went a step further, suggesting that he and other Kavanaugh supporters were in physical danger.
We were literally under assault. These demonstrators, I'm sure some of them were well-meaning citizens, but many of them were obviously trained to get in our faces, to go to our homes up there, to basically almost attack us in the halls of the Capitol.
Now, keeping them honest, when Senator McConnell talks about being literally under assault, he's referring to women, many of whom have actually been assaulted, sexually assaulted. Wherever you come down on Brett Kavanaugh, describing protesters as a mob doesn't fit the facts. And no one on either side literally assaulted Senator McConnell or his members. Republican Senator Jeff Flake acknowledged the rights of protesters after being confronted by two women in a Senate elevator. They were assault survivors. They were also left-leaning activists, certainly not supporters of Senator Flake, but he did not question their motives. It's worth remembering, though, that politicians of all stripes have tried to tar other protest movements, left and right, as something other than what they were. Whether it was civil rights marchers, Vietnam War opponents, Tea Party conservatives, or the protesters today. Different eras, different causes, different politicians crying foul with nothing in common except their belief that impugning people freely and peacefully expressing their views is somehow the right thing to do.
We've had an experience in our community with Culinary 226. And there are many blockages of Las Vegas Boulevard outside of the Cosmopolitan. Remember that a couple of years ago? This they like to call it civil disobedience. I call it a mob action. If I have a meeting to go to down six blocks on Las Vegas Boulevard, and they block traffic and I can't get through, I'm going to be PO'd. I'm sorry, I'm going to be. And these people trapping a U.S. senator in an elevator, and all they were hoping for is that Jeff Flake would have put out a forearm and bowled over some of these women. Boy, would he have been in trouble. Would that have been a YouTube moment? It would have gone viral. I want to find out from you, and we're going to spend about 15 minutes on this. And I want to find out from you if you think that this talk of a demo rat mob, an angry mob, is that going over the line? I happen to think it's an apt description. You've seen the video. You've seen the videos of this. And what they're trying to do is cause chaos. It's the resistance movement on steroids. We'll see what you think. And by the way, I'm going to open up all of our lines right now. Those of you holding, and you want to talk about something else, we're going to leave you for a few minutes because I want to make sure you have an opportunity to speak on the subject. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out from you. Is all this talk of a demo rat, angry mob, is that offensive? Or is it the truth? I happen to think it's the truth. We'll get to your calls in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician. First a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Here are some facts to consider about question 3, the ballot measure that would deregulate electricity in Nevada.
Fact: in the 14 states that deregulated electricity, average residential rates are 30% higher than Nevada's.
Fact: when California tried deregulating electricity, it led to higher electric bills, the Enron scandal, and rolling blackouts. Today, California's average rates are nearly double ours.
Fact: because electricity deregulation has been a costly failure, no states have tried it in nearly 20 years.
Fact: question 3 would lock electricity deregulation into our state constitution, making it very difficult to repeal.
Fact: question 3 is opposed by a bipartisan coalition, including AARP Nevada, the Urban Chamber of Commerce, and the Professional Firefighters of Nevada, because question 3's electricity deregulation scheme would be bad for Nevada.
Learn more and join our growing coalition at knowon3.com.
Paid for by the Coalition to Defeat Question 3.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Good to have you with us live and local now. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. We're talking about use of the term angry mob. I've been using it, by the way. Gosh, Occupy Wall Street was like that. Hashtag Me Too has become that. The Black Lives Matter became that. And what the what the Democrats have done is they've found that it works. It gets them on TV, and that's all they want. But the problem is, eventually, you've got to ratchet up the intensity, and that's what they did during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. They ratcheted up the rhetoric and the anger and the vitriol, and that's what you saw in our nation's capital, and you saw it in cities around the country. I want to find out from you, because people are saying use of the term angry mob is unfair to protesters. And I find that almost comical, if it weren't so darn serious. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Whether you're listening on in Pahrump or Hawthorne or Amargosa Valley or Battle Mountain or Ely, doesn't matter, Reno, Sparks, or if you're listening in the Coachella Valley, on 98.1, Talk Now, news and talk that rocks. Ed Stoll's great radio station. Wherever you are listening, that's the number. In fact, let's get right to it. Let's begin with Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? You know I call often, but I do take offense when you say Democrat.
Why?
I'm a great, proud American, and I'm a Democrat. I vote with an open mind. I do agree with Trump on things that he said that are right, and I do agree when he said there were bad people on both sides. Just like we have some mob-like mentality on Democrats, we have mob mentality on the Republican side.
When was the last time
you a Republican? Hold on, before I call you, I would never call you a Republican dog. I would call you a Republican out of respect, because that's the way you go. But my thing is, when you vote, at the end of the day, you vote Republican. When I vote, at the end of the day, I vote Democrat. But I would never disrespect you by calling your group a foul name like you just did here.
Wow. Giving rats a bad name again, are we? Yeah, I guess I am. Sorry. No, all I'm saying is when they don't have the votes, they take to the streets. Now you can say, well, that's just our right of free speech. When you trap a sitting United States senator in an elevator for 2 or 3 minutes and just scream at him at the top of your lungs, is that being a demo rat? Is the term demo rat or is angry mob appropriate? I think so. In fact, I know so. What you are seeing right now is demo rats who realize they don't have the votes, who realize they don't have the intensity, so they try and intimidate members of the Congress, because this is happening with U.S. senators, Congress people, it doesn't matter. When they start chasing people out of restaurants, when a member of Congress cannot have a decent meal in a Washington, D.C. restaurant because of people coming in screaming. I thought they used to call that disturbing the peace, and people used to get arrested. I guess they don't get arrested anymore. That's kind of sad. Today, let's go to Dean. Dean, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, they should punish them to the full extent of the law, really. You know, Edgar Casey predicted there'd be mob rule one of these days in America. They didn't watch themselves. And, you know, we need a law. We really do, and we need to enforce that law. They want sedition. They want treason, really.
Wait a minute, Dean. So what kind of law do you want? What do you want it to say? What do you want it to regulate?
I want it to limit transportation for groups of people to the county in which they're protesting. And I want them not to be paid in any way.
Now, wait a minute. What about freedom of assembly? Does that run counter to freedom of assembly that we all have?
There's no freedom to be a mob and be destructive and try to overthrow our government.
There you go. Thanks, Dean. Yeah. No, it's true. Coming up, more of your calls. We'll also take you down to the courthouse where there is a hearing going on right now. I mean, it's really interesting. Mac Miller and Jason Burke both want to be on the ballot. Both probably cannot. And by the way, I thought the ballots were already printed. Certainly military ballots and all of that are already printed and already on their way to members of the military half a world away. What are we going to do? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and Local Now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hard to believe it. We are, 28 days away from the election? We are, and again, I'm just doing crazy math, but early voting begins October 20th. We're at the 9th. It means we're, 11 days away from the beginning of early voting? I think it's great. It's a week from this coming Saturday. 1 week from this coming Saturday. It's going to be big. Tell you what, let's check in with our buddy Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. He'll be filling in for me while I'm traveling on Friday. Good morning, Pat Casale. How you doing?
Really good, Kevin. Really good. I tell you, I was listening to that one caller about voting Democrat, voting Republican, and calling people names, but I believe he's wrong. I think the Republicans are going to vote Republican, and I think Democrats, real Democrats that are patriots, are going to go right vote Republican because they realize the Democrats in the nation have no substance and have no credibility.
Let me just ask you, there's the hashtag walk, or was it? Hashtag walk away movement, which is trying to get people of color, Hispanics, Asians, blacks, who have traditionally voted for Democrats, to get them to essentially walk away and try something different. Do you think that'll be successful?
You know, I don't know what success they'll experience. What I can say is that I believe that the Democrats that have always, went after the blacks or losing black support, because the black people are out there realizing one thing for certain, that the Democrats are not for the blacks or the Hispanics. They're more for themselves and control. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see more vote conservative, because conservative today isn't the conservative of 25 years ago. They like American values. They like the opportunities that are available. And I believe when you see this week or early next week when the GDP number comes out, it's going to really be checkmate. I think the Republican Party is going to be very strong going into the midterms. I think you're going to see a greater turnout in Nevada specifically, maybe even nationally, for early voting than we've ever seen before.
Just about every ad I see on TV is a pro Jackie Rosen, anti Dean Heller ad. Can you give me a sense? I know you talk with people all across the state on a daily basis, and I'm curious what you're hearing from people relative to that race. Does Dean have a chance? Is Dean possibly in the lead right now?
5 points. I think he's up by 5 points. I think, based on what I've heard, I think the Kavanaugh hearings have helped Danny Tarkanian, Chris and Hardy. I will tell you that Nevada is the barometer for the nation. Laxalt wins, Duncan wins, Roberson wins, Heller wins, and then all of a sudden the congressional districts go from 3-1 Democrat, 3-1 Republican. All of a sudden you're looking at a whole new ball game. And I really believe, with my heart, without question, that Preston Hardy and Danny Tarkanian have a legitimate chance of pulling it off this year. And if they do in Nevada, you can count on the nation going the same way. We just had Buducek from the RNC in town for the last Thursday and Friday. We traveled the state with him. And he goes, I'm overly optimistic, and I hate feeling this good about things. And I've talked to a lot of Republican politicians nationally that feel the same way.
I want to ask you about the angry mob. In Topeka, Kansas the other night, the president talked about Democrats, referred to them as an angry mob. You saw on the floor of the United States Senate, we saw Mitch McConnell say essentially the same thing, using the same words. But there are people that are pushing back. Democrats are pushing back, saying you shouldn't refer to these people who are simply asserting their First Amendment rights of free speech. You shouldn't refer to them that way. Should we? I mean, to me, I look at the pictures, I look at the video, and I see this angry mob on the steps of the Capitol and the Supreme Court, and even inside the Capitol Rotunda, and I see people that look like an angry mob. I mean, am I wrong on that?
You're 100% right. You call it like it is. It's about time the Republicans roll up their sleeves and punch back. Because let me tell you right now, our First Amendment rights have been challenged for the last... The bottom line is the left has always been the one throwing punches. Well, you know what? We're going to punch back now. You keep coming after us. You keep Booker and Maxine Waters, the things they were saying to promote violence, promote intimidation, has to stop. What happened to the nut flake in Arizona? He was intimidated. Those days got to end. It's time for the Republicans to stand up and take the country back.
I agree with you completely. What do you think of the final few days of the Thursday, the bizarre Thursday hearing featuring Dr. Ford and now Justice Kavanaugh, and eventually the vote. And Steve Daines had to be out in Montana, so couldn't be available for the vote. Lisa Murkowski ends up voting present to help him out, but she was going to be a no vote. What did you make of those final few days?
What I thought about it was funny, because to hear the Democrats scream and yell and say, oh, you know, the FBI didn't do their job. It's amazing. One week, the FBI is no good, and the week before, by Republicans, and the Democrats saying how great they are, and the final week, it's the opposite move. That was a courtesy that's common in with senators. I realized he couldn't be there, so she abstained. But the bottom line was, it was a joke. Both of those individuals testified for 3 hours. They don't need to be re-interviewed all over again. The bottom line is, what's going on is that when it goes the Democrats' way, their motto is "Do as I say, not as I do." That's their chant. And the bottom line is, what they did during this whole thing was a joke, because not one of those Democrats were gonna. They got a million more pages, they still wouldn't have voted for Kavanaugh. If Kavanaugh gave them all a tip, gave them $100,000 each, they would have never voted for Kavanaugh. That's the problem. It was a delay game tactic. The flag got thrown, and they were penalized 5 yards, and the Republicans finally won. The United States wins in a big way.
Again, Pat Casale joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline from the MultiCare Group. He'll be filling in for me on Friday. Let me just ask you just a quick question. Going forward, after watching the angry mob tactics, almost, in fact, you know what? If you put the two side by side, they looked a lot like Antifa, just without the head coverings. What does this mean for the next vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court, which might be a very liberal Democrat, Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Ginsburg, Kevin, I'm going to make a prediction, and as a joke, I put out on Twitter: breaking news, if the Republicans romp or pick up those Senate seats and they do great in the congressional elections, Ginsburg is going to retire, because she's going to feel, why do I need to stick around? It's not going to matter anymore. Okay? And I'm not going to stick around for another 2 to 6 years. And frankly, with everything going the way it's going, I doubt seriously Donald Trump is going to be in jeopardy of being defeated in the 2020 presidential election. He's got a head start in marketing himself. When you got Avenatti out there going against you, you got a good chance of beating him, because Avenatti's a clown. He's a pimp. And so I sit here and tell you, Ginsburg, in fact, will, if the midterm elections go red and there is no blue wave, I wouldn't be surprised by next June that Ginsburg announces that she's going to resign or retire, and Trump will get his third justice pick. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Democrats are going to be—they're going to be defenseless this time, because they're not going to have the numbers, especially if the Senate is 55 or 56. That's huge. So
we're
in a good spot here.
And by the way, on the court, even the best justices get tired of writing dissents. They would like.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
Even Ginsburg thought this was a circus. I mean, she felt bad for Kavanaugh.
God, you got to love it.
But it's wrong. And by the way, on the Mac Miller thing, I think he's going to lose today in the court, and it's a good thing, because neither one's going to win that election. I don't think either one will win that election. The numbers don't favor Republicans. But Mac Miller's issue with regard to his service record really does tarnish us a little bit, and I think he should have just taken 2 steps back to go 3 steps forward. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I'm glad you did, my friend. We'll be listening for you on Friday.
I look forward to it, Kevin. You have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you, man.
For you, but
yeah.
Be careful traveling.
It's a 3-day weekend. 3-day weekend. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. We'll check in with Rob Lauer. Rob was with 360newslasvegas.com. Yeah. And they've got some breaking news. And we'll take you to the courthouse in just a few minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Adam Laxalt has already broken his pledge to repeal the commerce tax. Now he wants $500 million in new taxes for education. Adam Laxalt broke his promise on taxes, so how can we trust his promise to protect our gun rights? As governor, I will always protect and defend our God-given rights to carry our guns and protect our families. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
My name is Eddie Marks, president and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Hopefully, we'll be able to take you to the courthouse. Mac Miller and Jason Burke, who's going to be on the ballot come Election Day? And by the way, Election Day is actually 11 days away from early voting, 28 days to Election Day. But there is still a question as to who's going to be on the ballot, Mac Miller or Jason Burke. We're also talking about the angry mob. And I want to find out from you if the the pictures you saw, the videos you saw of protesters trapping members of the Senate in an elevator and screaming at them. Where does free speech end and one's personal freedom begin? And do we need to rein in angry mobs? If so, how do we do it? And I this is one I don't pretend to have an answer. I don't know. I really don't. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I wanted to point this out to your listeners. About 10, 15 years ago, Senator Orrin Hatch, his life was threatened. The United States Marshal Service deputized him, and he was carrying a gun in the Capitol building because they didn't know when or where this individual was going to strike. Now, if we bring it up to present day, how does any senator or possible congressman or congresswoman know when they are encountering a mob what their intentions are? And if it's sufficient in numbers and they have what is called reasonable fear, they believe that they're going to be hurt or killed, then if they're carrying a firearm, this is what the law says. This is Warren on homicide. It's the Bible of homicide law. And here it is. Any member of the mob is responsible for the fear generated by the mob and is therefore subject to the legal, justifiable response. You got a bunch of people coming for a United States senator. He thinks he's going to get hurt or killed. He can take that gun out and use it. So if these people want to continue doing this, it very may well be that this is the only way you're going to stop it, Kevin, is by arming the individuals that they want to entrap. And if they know they are posing a threat and may get hurt or killed by the individual they are entrapping, maybe they'll stop. So anyway, that's all I have to say for today.
Quick note, Paul.
Yep.
Would this have helped?
Yep.
Would this have helped somebody like Gabby Giffords?
Outside of
a Safeway.
Yeah, and I'll give you something else that your listeners don't know. This guy was reported. The guy that shot Gabby Giffords was reported by his shrink to the police. They knew that he was a threat. Now, after that, if they warn anybody, it's up to that person. Remember, I've told your listeners, their defense is their responsibility, not the cops. So if your life is in danger, and as a politician, you're going to have people that are against your way of thinking, and maybe, just like at that baseball field where the Republicans were practicing, a Democrat figured they had to go, that you better carry a gun for your defense. So, yeah, I think it would have helped.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate the call. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. No, it brings up a great point, though. Coming up, Steve Cortez at the top of the hour. Steve Cortez is one of the talking heads on CNN and was on last night and got into it with Kirsten Powers. And to me it was really good. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick. This is Steve Cortez last night on CNN, political commentator, talking about, essentially thinking that the Dems went too far with these mob actions.
There's a big difference between peaceful protests, which, of course, has a hallowed tradition in American history, and mob tactics such as chasing people out of restaurants, violence, which the left has used to a dramatic degree, particularly with Antifa. And that should never be tolerated. And that is those are mob tactics. And what we saw even by the Supreme Court protesters was they crashed past a police line to bang against the doors. They looked like crazy people. That's not peaceful protest. That's not using, it is scary, I agree. It's not persuasion. It's not using words. It's not using arguments to win. And I think that's why, by the way, The way the Senate Judiciary Committee performed, the Democrats in that committee, is not just my opinion how reprehensible they were. CNN polling just today shows that among independents, there's a 28% disapproval gap. Only 30% approved of independents. Approved of the way the Democrats handled this this whole Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, and almost 60% disapproved. So the president, I think, here is tapping into something the American people feel, which is that the Democrats acted reprehensibly in these hearings with their tactics.
Steve Cortez has it nailed. And now we're finding out that independents agree essentially with Republicans that the Democrats went over the line. They disapprove of the tactics they used in the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation. I'm going to tell you something. I think America has had it up to here. And I think I could be wrong, and I know we've still got 28 days remaining until Election Day. Early voting begins here in Nevada on the 20th of October, a week from Saturday. But I think the American people have had it up to here with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And we may be headed to a wave election. I don't know. I keep hearing about this blue wave. But I'm not sure if that wave is going to be red or blue. I think people, having watched the conduct of the Democrats, I think people are fed up. If 2016 was about drain the swamp, was about we need a president who's not a politician, and we don't care how he does it, we just want him to get something done. We had gridlock for 6 or 8 years under Obama. The best they could do was Obamacare? Is that really the best they could do? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, want to remind you this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by our friends at Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine is Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone. Check it out. Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com. Coming up, very excited, Steve Cortez, after an amazing performance last night on CNN, will join us. And we'll talk about the mob. We'll also talk about Nikki Haley. She is resigning effective end of the year. She wants to spend more time with family. No, she's not running, believe it or not, for president in 2020. Might she run for something else, a Senate seat, something else? I don't know. Or maybe she'll be on somebody's short list for the vice presidential nomination. I don't know. A lot to talk about. We'll get to it coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop,
Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.